Lesson 16. True Self, False Self. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Yud Gimel, the 13th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, and by he is meant the sage Hillel that we learned in the last Mishnah. Nigid Shema Avad Shemei. One who advances their name loses their name. Udala Mosif Yasef. One who does not increase decreases. Udala Yalif Katala Chayav. One who does not learn deserves death. Udi ishtamash betaga chalav. One who exploits the crown of Torah will fade away. You may have noticed that the language sounds a little strange in this Mishnah. That's because after the first few words, it's not in Hebrew. It's in Aramaic, which was the vernacular Jewish language at that time. Pirkei Avot sometimes veers out of Hebrew and into Aramaic. The Talmud, which was finished a few hundred years after Pirkei Avot and the Mishnah, contains a lot more Aramaic. Let's look at the first piece. Nigid Shema Avad Shemei. One who advances their name loses their name. By advances their name, what's meant is grasping after fame or popularity. There's a way in which our psychological sense of identity, our ego, is not much different from our biological self. Our physical bodies contain the instinct to live and thrive, and along with that come all the urges to support that, eating, breathing, breeding, and so on. Similarly, our psychological identity, our sense of self that comes from our mental story about who we are, also wants to live and thrive. For many, this urge to enhance the ego manifests as the desire for positive love and praise from others. The problem is, the degree to which you're motivated by trying to enhance your ego, meaning your self-image, is the degree to which you lose connection with your true self, the conscious presence that is hearing these words through your ears in this moment. And if you're not in touch with your true self, which is already whole and doesn't need validation or praise, then all the good you do will be tainted with that grasping after praise, and eventually people will see that and stop praising you so much. As it says in the Talmud, Eruvin 13a, anyone who chases after honor, the honor will flee from them. That's the plain meaning of the text when it says, one who advances their name loses their name. To really gain respect and praise from others, you can't be chasing after it. You have to act out of wholesomeness, which means acting from the wholeness that you already are. Then people will recognize that, and love and praise will come naturally. That brings us to the deeper meaning of one who advances their name loses their name. On this level, losing their name means losing connection with your true identity, your inner wholeness, because you're identifying instead with your ego, your psychological identity that grasps after external praise from others. So, when you notice yourself looking for praise, or love, or any external validation, be aware of it, accept it, but don't act on it. Then it says, Udala Mosif Yasef, one who does not increase, decreases. This phrase comes to correct a misperception that might arise from the first phrase. When you hear that you shouldn't seek a name for yourself, you might conclude that you should stop trying to do anything well. The truth is, most of us are motivated by what others think of us. So, if you try not to seek approval from others, that might lead you to become lazy or withdrawn. So to correct that, it says, one who does not increase, decreases. Life is inherently about growth. You've still got to live and grow. The increasing referred to here is particularly about Torah learning, but it can be applied to anything. Learn, grow, create, do. But do it from your inherent wholeness, not from grasping after wholeness. How do you do that? The most basic way is to connect with your heart. The inner motive of your heart is already love. It just gets covered over by the motive of the ego. So, stop. Feel into your heart center and offer yourself to this moment, to reality, to God. Of course, to live from this place more and more consistently means that your mind has to connect with your heart. Your understanding of your own ego and how it can mislead you has to remind you to return your awareness again and again to your heart and to the kavanah, the right intention that arises from there. There's a phrase from the traditional morning prayers that expresses this connection between mind and heart. It says, Tein bilibenu bina, give our hearts understanding, lahavin, lishmoa, lilmod, ulalamed, to understand, to listen, to learn, and to teach. To really live from your heart means you're always learning, but it also means you're always teaching, because when you live as a learner, you're teaching by example. That's why the next phrase of our Mishnah says, Udala yalif katala chayav, one who does not learn deserves death. The medieval French commentator, Rashi, translates this, one who refuses to teach deserves death. But other commentators translate it as, one who refuses to learn deserves death. Because in Hebrew, as well as Aramaic, the words learn and teach are different forms of the same root. When it says that one who doesn't learn or teach deserves death, it's not literal. But rather, it's an extreme way of saying, life is about growth, about change, about evolution. If you're not participating in that, it's as if you're not really alive. Let's learn the words for this chant. Tein bilibenu bina, give our hearts understanding. Tein means give. Say tein. Bilibenu means in our hearts. B is in, libenu is our hearts. Say bilibenu. Bina means understanding. Say bina. The next part is lahavin, lishmoa, lilmod, ulalamed. Lehavin means to understand or to comprehend. Say lahavin. Lishmoa means to listen. Say lishmoa. Lilmod means to learn. Say lilmod. Ulalamed means and to teach. Say ulalamed. Here's the melody for the first part. Tein bilibenu bina, tein bilibenu bina, tein bilibenu bina. Let's try that. Tein bilibenu bina, tein bilibenu bina, tein bilibenu bina. The next part goes like this. Lehavin lishmoa lilmod ulalamed. Let's sing that together. Lehavin lishmoa lilmod ulalamed. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Find a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths. bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And let's awaken the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness outward into your whole body, chanting Naaseh, we will do. Naaseh. And bring your hand up, touching fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers and relax your arm. As we chant, give our hearts understanding to comprehend, to listen, to learn, and to teach. Let these words be a prayer, asking the divine to bless you ever more deeply to continue evolving, living, and growing. And let's chant together. Tain bili beinu bina, 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 tain bili beinu bina. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Tain bili beinu bina, 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 lehavin. Lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina. Tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina. Tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina, tain bili beinu bina. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Lehavin, lishmoa, lilmodu lelamed. Atahu, 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 and take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness into activity with awakening the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. Hand down to your belly, awareness filling your body, chanting Naaseh. Naaseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Vinishma. Vinishma. And as you come back into your activities, remember this kavanah, this intention, to repeatedly return to your heart, to open to life as a learning and a teaching, and in doing so to fully participate in life and the unfolding of reality as this life. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah Yisrael Val Rabbanan Val Tamidehon Val Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba, chine vechista, varachamin vechayin arichin, umezone reviche ofarkana, min kadam avahon divishamaya va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru, Amen.